This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debated Wednesday night in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign, all looking to oust Republican President Donald Trump after his first term in the White House. The immediate focus was on Senator Elizabeth Warren, a progressive lawmaker from the northeastern state of Massachusetts. National surveys show she has edged closer to former Vice President Joe Biden as a Democratic favorite to oppose Mr. Trump. And on the issue of health care,
there are a lot of politicians who say, oh, it's just not possible. We just can't do it. It's have a lot of political reasons for this. What they're really telling you is they just won't fight for it. Well, health care is a basic human right.
Another senator, Cory Booker.
Health care is not just a human right, it should be an American right. And I believe the best way to get there is Medicare for all. But I have an urgency about this. When I am president of the United States, I'm not going to wait. We have to do the things immediately that are going to provide better care.
10 more candidates will debate Thursday evening, including former Vice President Joe Biden. A German humanitarian ship carrying 42 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya is in an Italian port today, defying orders from Rome to stay away. The ship's captain, Carola Racchet, says Italian authorities have come aboard her ship.
They have checked our ship certificates and the passport of the crew, and now they are waiting for further instructions from their superiors. I really hope they will take the rescuees off the ship soon.
Had spent 2 weeks on the open seas when no European country would accept it. For the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill to provide aid to help reduce illegal migration across the country's southern
accompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A Russian passenger plane crashed and burst into flames during an emergency landing in Siberia today, killing at least two crew members and injuring nine other people. Russian officials say the plane burst and caught fire. The officials say 47 people were on the 24-seat plane when it went down. An investigation into the cause of the crash is expected. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Japan for the G20 summit. He and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on the sidelines of the meeting. Before leaving for Japan, President Trump said he would impose more tariffs on China if they don't reach a trade agreement when they meet this weekend. Since the imposition of the first U.S. tariffs, the two countries have implemented retaliatory tariffs valued at hundreds of billions of dollars. President Trump blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller, who agreed to provide open testimony before congressional committees next month. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says he expects next month's testimony from special counsel Robert Mueller will be profound. Mueller is scheduled to appear before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees in rare back-to-back sessions on July 17th. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, New York Democrat Gerald Nadler.
I think it's very important that the American people hear from Mr. Mueller as to what he did find, what the results of that two-year investigation were.
However, Mueller said last month the Russia report speaks for itself and he won't be providing any new information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a ruling that critics say could hinder access to public records, the U.S. Supreme Court has made it easier for the government and businesses to keep commercial information that is shared with federal agencies confidential. The 6-3 decision came in a case that pitted a South Dakota newspaper against the food marketing industry. Please download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.